Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Bruce Hornsby bringing us back in the rage. Back there behind him. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. It's ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Chad Moutray, Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers. Chad, I just gotta get this report done. Chad will not be commenting on tariffs, ladies and gentlemen, because his organization is neutral on tariffs. But I do want to point, just get this out on the table, since I can't report on manufacturing without talking about the political issues around that. We asked our audience last week the question that I posed was this: like the three presidents before him, President Trump is imposing tariffs on steel. What do you think about this? Almost half said they think he's standing up for manufacturers. Nothing wrong with that, I would think. About a fourth said it was good for steel manufacturers, bad for those who work for steel. I think that's one of the reasons why Chad has to remain neutral. And I've talked about that before. And then so those are the two major ones. A few thought that it would cause a trade war and hurt the economy, and about the same number thought it wasn't going to come to much. So the big number, though, was about half thought that it was probably good for manufacturers. So that's good. For that kind of sentiment is good, Chad. And as I say, I know you can't comment on it, but I wanted to get that reported. I thought that was pretty interesting numbers.
Well, I think from our perspective, trade is important, right? I think almost every manufacturer exports a lot. We sell more to Canada and Mexico than we do the next top 10 trading partners combined.
Right.
And I think we want to make sure that there's as much opportunity there for everyone. We're following the trade issues really closely. Obviously, NAFTA is an important issue for us. The tariffs are an important issue for us. Outside of that, there's also a lot of, we're a broad-based trade association. We have 14,000 members, so we have a lot of interest there. We want to protect.
We're trying to do our best there and trying to push behind the scenes.
We're very.
Well, you've got steel workers and people who work with steel, so you've got both sides of the issue there. But my position, as you know, Chad, I'm a free trader, but I do believe that some of the trade deals that we've signed over the last 70 years have been woefully inequitable for small business to America, I should say. And so if President Trump, I don't like him handing down tariffs, imposing tariffs, but if it's a tough cop act that he's trying to get some folks' attention so that the United States doesn't continue to get screwed on these trade agreements, then I don't have a problem with that. So all right, let's move on. I want to talk about why you, those 31,000 jobs that you said, the manufacturing jobs that were created in February. Do you have any idea? Do you have any breakdown? What are the internals on that number with regard to where those jobs came from? Did any of them come back from overseas? Did they materialize from nothing? What do you know?
Well, we know that the majority, at least the jobs, the 31,000 jobs in February, most of those were in the durable goods space, right? So my personal view is a lot of that has to do with the fact, we just talked about exports, right? This shows you just how important exports are. My view is a lot of those are in sectors that have benefited from increased demand overseas. The global economy looks really good right now. The dollar is weaker than it was at the end of 2016. I'll go through the list of sectors that have had the fastest job growth over the last year, and they're almost all in the durable goods or export-intensive space. Fabricated metal products, food manufacturing, that's obviously non-durable, machinery, transportation equipment, that's autos,
right?
Computer and electronic products, plastics and rubber products, chemicals,
hard goods.
I can keep going on the list. Primary metals is up there, electronical equipment. So you have a lot of sectors that have done, I think they've benefited from a rising global economy.
America's starting to make things again. Is that what you're saying?
We're making things, right? We've been making things. You know, this renaissance in manufacturing really has happened since the Great Recession. We're much more competitive, much more. People are thinking about, when they think about manufacturing and making things, they think about the United States in ways that they weren't maybe 10, 15 years ago. So, yes, there is definitely a lot more increased investment. I actually would argue that we're going to get a lot more investment because of the tax reform that just passed in December.
Yeah.
And I think we're starting to see that as well, at least when we ask our members, that's what they say. And we're also seeing growth, you know, yes, we're seeing growth in the Southeast. But I just blogged about this a couple of days ago. The state with the fastest job growth over the last 12 months is actually my home state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought? So, even with all their challenges. But Texas is right behind them. So I think we're seeing some pretty broad-based growth across the country in terms of where we're seeing growth and also in the sectors that we're seeing growth.
Well, exactly, and that's a very good report. And I want to weigh in on the energy side, but I'm going to hold that to the next segment because we're coming up on a break. But I do think that's an important thing to think about. So any particular? Do you see any jobs moving from overseas here? Do you see any onshoring in those numbers at all?
Specifically, I don't have numbers on you know.
What's your instinct?
Onshoring, but my instinct is yes, it's been happening. It's been happening for a while. We're seeing a lot of increased investment in manufacturing. I think that the tax reform that I mentioned earlier, I think, is going to lead to a lot more repatriation of dollars.
Right.
Increased. It just makes it much more attractive to invest here
and,
in the U.S. And I think that's going to change the ballgame.
One thing that manufacturing consumes a lot of is energy. And so where is the energy? Increasingly, energy is in America. So why wouldn't you have more manufacturing where the energy is in America? And I'm going to talk about that. I've got some reporting of my own to do after this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.